Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Good morning. It's January 21st, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. And this morning, we're going to be looking at the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 33 through 35. And it reads, "And in the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, 'Ah, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be silent and come out of him.' And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm." This must have been an intense scene in the synagogue, I would imagine. You know, I can certainly say that I've never seen something like this in a church that I've gone to, and I would imagine very few of us have. You know, but what if the unclean spirit in your church is screaming without making a sound? We have unclean spirits that are finding homes and churches all across America. You know, we have unclean spirits taking over churches in America. The Episcopalian Church, for example, has seemingly allowed their church to be basically led by unclean spirits. Nikki and I went to a church when we first moved to Florida. It was June, Pride Month, and the lady at the door greeting everyone was dressed head to toe, even sunglasses, in rainbow. That was an unclean spirit screaming at us. You know, what if at your church, it's the man that you've caught wind of as being abusive, you know, whether that's physically, emotionally, verbally. What if it's the drunkard, the drug abuser? I mean, you can name the plethora of unclean spirits. But Jesus didn't throw the man out of the synagogue, and we shouldn't necessarily throw them out of our churches. But he rebuked him. He called the man in his sin out for what it was. You know, so many of our churches and church leaders, it seems, have become cowardice towards sin. The church is a place for believers to be fed and nourished in God's word. It's not a place for unclean spirits to come and make a home to feel good about their sin. Unclean spirits left unaddressed become infectious. Like any infection, left untreated, it can spread. So you need to love the person enough to rebuke their unclean spirit and love your church enough to protect it from infection. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 105, verse 7 and 8. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations. And our proverb today comes from Proverbs 21, verse 3. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And I'll just end today praying for you as I always do. And our prayer comes from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.